This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. This week, we're exploring how kids eat and exercise after school and after dinner time. These can be crunch times for many families when crucial decisions get made that affect kids' fitness and weight. NPR asked parents about kids' eating habits in a poll conducted with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the Harvard School of Public Health. One question was about snacks. And the poll found that parents may not be as tuned in to their kids' eating habits as they think. Youth Radio's Chantel Williams talked about this with some teens and their parents.
Deborah Richards from Oakland, California, thinks she has a handle on her son Dante's eating habits.
He's fussy, but he eats healthy. He has influenced me on eating better.
Do you think he eats a lot of junk food?
No. He eats healthier than me.
Dante, do you feel what your mom's saying is true?
Not at all. I feel, I know for a fact I don't. My breakfast, I can say on a daily, is a pack of Skittles. I make sure I get one every morning.
Oh my God. I'm Skittles. I try to teach him better.
Dante's mom is not alone. According to parents who answered our poll, 87% reported their children are eating healthy. But, especially with older kids, do parents really know? Not according to high school senior Felix Pieske from Portland, Maine.
Middle school might have been the last time that I really, talked to my parents about, oh, what did you eat today? Other than that, I just don't really talk to them about that at all, or talk to them at all.
I still talk to my mom. Her name's Oya Autry, and she thinks I have a good diet.
For the most part, I think lots of juices and water and fruits and salads and stuff. I don't think you eat a lot of chips or fried foods.
Yeah, that sounds right. But to be honest, I don't make it a point to keep track of what I eat. So for this assignment, I decided to keep a food diary. I'll get to my results in a minute. But first, my friend Jerisha Mayo. She already knows she sometimes indulges, starting right after school.
I do occasionally eat unhealthy. I eat a lot of sugary foods, snacks.
Jerisha is 18 and lives in Concord, California. She loves to snack.
I think a snack probably around the 3-4 zone. Then when it gets kind of later, 11 or so, that's when I snack on my cookies and ice cream and crackers or chips and stuff.
That's pretty normal. According to the poll, nearly half of children snacked on sweets and a quarter ate chips the day before. Dr. Lydia Tina Harrow at Oakland Children's Hospital says she is aware that some kids sneak their snacks.
Some of the kids I work with that are overweight, they feel bad that they're eating things maybe they shouldn't. And so they sort of try and hide it because at times they feel bad and they're a little embarrassed by it.
I don't intentionally hide food from my mom. At the same time, I don't tell her every single thing I eat in the day, and she doesn't ask. But now that I've got my food diary, she's about to find out. We review it together.
For breakfast, last Wednesday, I had a bowl of crab fried rice.
That's not that healthy.
And I also had 4 Dorito chips that morning.
Where was I? Where are you eating this stuff at?
At home in my own kitchen, with food she bought.
Okay, for a snack that day, I also had 3 cough drops. How do you feel about that?
3 cough drops, I don't know if that would be considered a snack. That might be more preventing illness. So that might have been a medical intervention that you applied.
I also had 3 apples and a granola bar for a snack. How do you feel about that?
Oh, that makes me feel great to know that you're concerned about your health, and apples are an awesome source of fiber.
Even though I did make some unhealthy choices this week, overall, my mom was pretty happy.
Even those horrible snacks and weird breakfasts that I heard on the list, I think even those are still fairly healthy. 4 Doritos versus 4 bags of Doritos.
I've always thought of myself as a healthy eater, but when I look at my food diary, I'm less sure. And I'm wondering, where do we teenagers get our ideas about what healthy even means?
I think that's a good question. What does healthy mean?
Again, here's Dr. Tina Harrow.
So with pediatrics, healthy is about being balanced. I always tell kids, daily, are you putting the best thing into your body? If you're in tune with your body, you've noticed, okay, I've had my fill for this week. Let's put some good things in, and then we'll see what next week brings. And if you sort of live like that, your body begins to tell you.
Which means my mom doesn't have to. For NPR News, I'm Chantel Williams.
That story was produced by Youth Radio, and we want to know what's on your plate tonight. You can send in a photo at npr.org/dinnertime.